if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
It's really wonderful to see that every aspect of your life, you can make a difference. And this is what Green Festival can offer. We will make sure once you come here that you will find something you feel really inspired and interested in.
Since 2001, Green Festival has been teaching people how to shop green, live green, and conduct business in a green manner. This is the nation's largest and longest-running sustainability event, with shows in 5 different cities. And for this weekend, the weekend of September 17th and 18th, they're in the Los Angeles Convention Center. Dr. Karina Bosler is the president of Green Festivals. We spoke on-site as the Los Angeles Green Festival got underway on Friday, September 16th. Dr. Bosler, the Green Festival's 6th year in Los Angeles. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Tell me about the ways it's grown, please, since you first started.
Well, this year in Los Angeles, we do have more partners, sponsors, and media partners and exhibitors than we have ever had before. We do have over hundreds of presenters who are joining us just for the green cause, and we're very happy that so many like-minded people see the importance of the green movement nowadays.
Who are one or two of the new ones who are joining you just for this?
For example, we have Moby joining us, the famous musician, and he's also an animal rights activist and supporting the green movement big time. We're very happy and proud to have him coming tomorrow. We do have Ed Begley Jr. and his wife joining us, and we do have so many partners coming here and speaking. For example, we have a Q&A session with the director of Cowspiracy, Love Thy Nature, the new screening, also Seeds. As you could see, we do have a lot of more green documentaries, really showing and educating people what's happening right now on the planet.
How exciting. What has been one of the most rewarding things for you personally within the last year working with Green Festivals?
That's a tough one. First of all, it's really very inspiring to work with a team who shares the same mission. So we're all putting this together with the same effort and same inspiration. And it's great to come here and to see so many kids and adults and senior people, just like very diverse people joining us. And it's really inspiring to see that so many people care about our exhibitors. We do have a lot of new exhibitors who just started their business, who are coming out with a new green line, for example, vegan chocolate bar. But we do also have big corporate sponsors like La Croix, the water company, joining us. And it's really great to see that they really deeply care about the environment. And this is really great to see that it's not just you and I who care, it's the whole world out there, and we all can make a difference, and we should not forget that we are the ones who decide what to put on the plate every day. So we create the demand, and the demand will be heard by the companies, and hopefully we can make the change we want to see for that planet.
I'm mentally going yum since you said that about the vegan chocolate bar. Let's talk a little bit about some of the independent small business people who are here.
There are so many. It's really tough to mention, but especially food, beverage, and also body and health, our fastest growing segment. We also have a lot of solar companies joining us. Home and garden, the kids section is growing, and also pets. You know, if you want to feed your cat and dog at home a green product and have a green toy available. I mean, people really care, and they really want to see the holistic approach and not just, okay, I want to drive a green car. Talking about cars, we have green test drives offered by Kia this time, and it's really wonderful to see that every aspect of your life, you can make a difference, and this is what Green Festival can offer. So even if you're not interested in every category, but we will make sure once you come here that you will find something you feel really inspired and interested in. And we want to make sure when you leave this weekend that you also made a lot of new friends who really care about the environment.
When you see a green test drive by Kia, put me behind the wheel of that in our imagination. What happens? We get behind the wheel of this Kia, and what's it doing?
Well, it drives you around Los Angeles, certainly not too far away, but you will get a feel of what an electric car, it's called the Soul, what an electric car can do nowadays. They are not slow, and it's really very rewarding to see that so many different car companies are following that green path and that even Kia now is introducing that line. It's very affordable. It's very important for us to really offer products where people feel, you know, this is for me and not just this is far away, I'm not there yet. But for younger people, for families who really have a tight budget, this is a great, great green electric car, especially in a big city like Los Angeles for easy parking. It is small, but it is fast and it is great.
Now, you and I are both animal people. We are owned by cats. What are some of the animal-related organizations exhibiting here that are some of your favorites?
Absolutely. Actually, as we speak right now, we had Ellie here. Ellie is the founder of the Gentle Barn. The Gentle Barn is one of our Saves Life campaign sponsors. They're rescuing farm animals, horses, cats, dogs. We are also working with the Eastwood Foundation for the first time. We have Allison Eastwood, it's Clint Eastwood's daughter, here on site, and she's also bringing rescue animals, and she's joining our animal rights panel as well, which we're going to have, I believe, on Saturday. World Animal News is our media partner, and we have over 20 exhibitors just focusing on animal rights and animal defending, basically. We really want to make sure that we give those lovely creatures a voice which usually remain unheard. And personally, I believe they have the same value on the planet like you and I, and we're all sharing this planet in the same matter. So what else do we have? We gonna have for the first time pigs, cats, dogs, chickens, and miniature horses, and those are all rescue animals. And why we're doing it? Because we believe education and compassion are the most driving forces to make a transition in people's minds. And once you're on the path of transition and once you really want to embrace every creature, we believe this will also benefit all of our exhibitors because they have so many green products. And this all goes together. You cannot just go one way. You actually will transition and embrace the planet.
I fell in love with the miniature horses last year. They are adorable. Now this year you also have two yoga pavilions.
Yes, absolutely. We have Create Xanadu Yoga Pavilion. We're really happy they are our traditional yoga pavilion. They are here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And for the first time ever, we have a green yoga pavilion. And we have Swami Radhanath joining us with many, many more teachers. We want to make sure that we cover all different kinds of yoga, especially for the beginners. They're not sure what yoga really is. Is it complicated? But we really want to show them the whole portfolio, so to say, about yoga, and want to make it easy for everyone to join. And that's free. We offer free classes, all our educational workshops, with a family fun pavilion, with a kids learning center. It's all free of charge once you're here at the show.
Before we have to wrap up, where is Green Festival most likely to expand? If I remember rightly, you're 5 cities. Where are you going next?
We would like to cover a new state, and that most likely will be in the South, because we believe that that area will embrace the green movement as well and needs it very much too. And there's also a big demand. We have a lot of exhibitors and partners asking us about certain cities in the state of Florida.
We will update as soon as I can say for sure.
Absolutely.
Finally, Dr. Bosler, and thank you for your time. What's one thing that's happened for you this year with 2016 Los Angeles Green Festival that you personally have considered most inspiring as somebody who's into sustainability?
I would say the diversity. We could really expand our segments, our programming. We have new sponsors joining. We have old sponsors coming back to us. We have over 100 speakers. We've never seen this before. And again, everyone is joining us for the cause. And they see that there are so many people here who care. And that is very rewarding and it is very inspiring. And also gives everyone hope for the planet and for the remaining resources.
Thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Bosler.
Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
You and I have been listening to Dr. Karina Bosler, president of Green Festivals. The Los Angeles Green Festival is currently at Los Angeles Convention Center at Figueroa, right near Pico. They'll be open at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, September 17th, running until 6. And then on Sunday, the 18th, they open at 10 o'clock in the morning and close at 5. You can find more information on greenfestivals.org. That's greenfestivals.org. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, Our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.